We're off to the ecological timeline mural now at stop 6. So from the lockup, track back down Hargrave Street and turn right into Littleton Street. You pass the Supreme Court, the School of Mines, and the Town Hall on your right, and across from the Town Hall is the old Imperial Hotel, a famous location in the television series Blue Heelers. The second street on your right from Hargrave Street will be Frederick Street. On the corner there's a sign to the Fee Broadway Theatre. Turn right into Frederick Street and then take the next left just past the old Drill Hall. 50 metres down Frederick Street you'll find the mural on the left opposite the library and the Fee Broadway Theatre. Remember, the directions are also on the map, and as I promised, here's Felix with a yarn about a chap called Shiny Cole.
It was interesting back in the, I remember when I was growing up in the 40s, the 1940s, there was still a lot of diggings going on in Castlemaine. There were still three or four fully active gold mines. You know, there was Wattle Gully and there was the Argus and there were a couple around Taradale. So there were still diggers and characters around that lived off hard work and drank hard and played hard. And I remember one particular character, old Shiny Cole was his name. And anyway, the story goes, these are true stories, that one Christmas period was New Year's Day. Now, in those days, you used to go out rabbiting in a horse and cart. And I remember them well because they'd have two wheels in the back of the dray and you had the long axle going between the two wheels. And people would go out rabbiting and they'd hang the rabbits in a pair over the back axle. So right across the back axle, you had this row of rabbits hanging down. Well, this day, Shiny Cole and his mate Sammy Franklin went out rabbiting in the early in the morning, as they used to do with nets and dogs. They decided they'd have a New Year's morning drink, and they came round to what was then the Imperial Hotel opposite the Town Hall. And, of course, the Imperial Hotel is across the road from the courthouse and the Sergeant of Police's residence and the lockup. Well, things were getting a little bit raucous in the Imperial with songs being sung by Shiny and Sammy, and it was New Year's morning. So the Sergeant of Police, his wife, had a bit of a headache that day, and he told Constable Jeff Hookey, go over to the Imperial Hotel and tell them to quieten down the noise. So Constable Hookey went over, I think it was about 10 in the morning at this stage, went over to the hotel and said, the Sergeant's requested that you've got to cut down the noise. Well, of course, Shiny and Sammy, not being ones to look up to authority, said, you go back and tell the sergeant what he can do with the noise and everything else, which Constable Hookey duly reported and then was told by the sergeant, well, go and take those men in custody and put them in the lockup. So Constable Hookey had to come back and he took them back, put them in the lockup, and there they sat. And as the day got hotter, because it used to be really hot around New Year's Day, you know, I know climate change is happening, that's probably an example. As the day got hotter, the dogs started to get a little bit whiny, and of course they're chained to the wheels of the cart, and of course the rabbits started to get a bit smelly. So the more the dogs would whine, and the more the rabbits were stinking, so Sergeant Armstrong finally had to say, for God's sake, go and get those two out of the jail lockup and tell them to get that stinky mess out of the way. And so they got relieved, but a true story of old Shiny. But look, there were some lots of characters around. I remember them well, and I could go on for hours telling some of the yarns about the characters in those early days.
And talking of the early days, the Ecological Timeline mural tells a story from the earliest of early days and into the future. One of the artists involved was Ben Laycock, and he's our next guest. We had a chat by the mural in 2008, and as you're probably still approaching the mural, you can listen as you walk. I began by asking Ben what brought him to Castlemaine.
Yeah, well, I've been here for about 15 years now. And, yeah, I wasn't the first artist to move up here from Melbourne and St Andrews, but there are a lot of people who have come from that area and shifted into this area because it's very similar socially and community-wise. But, yeah, there were people back in the 70s, the first artists came up here, and there was just old mining land that was no longer bearing any gold and was just sitting there. So they said, oh, yeah, come along, and if you build a house, you can come and live here. So that was what attracted artists to the area originally.
Throw up a mud brick house.
Yeah, build your own house. Very sustainable houses people were building back in those days too.
And your house is a sustainable house?
Yeah, yeah. We built a passive solar house with solar panels for electricity and water and wood stove for the winter. So we grow all the trees and cut them down and get all the fuel from off the block.
Okay. This ecological timeline, can you introduce it for us?
Well, what it is a map of the Mount Alexander Shire area, and, well, it's four maps, each depicting a different time in the history of Castlemaine and the ecological situation at the time, the ecological footprint, and just so that you can see the enormous differences in the ecological footprint, starting with, of course, the Aboriginal time, which was the longest time, and they had a very tiny ecological footprint. And then white people came along, the Europeans came along and started the mining, and that was like a ecological holocaust. The whole place was devastated by mining. But ironically enough, because of that, it was all just left alone to just sit there and do nothing. And so consequently, 150 years later, all that mining area has grown up into natural bush again. Then they've decided to make it into a national park to preserve their sort of mining history and what they call it cultural history, but also to preserve the natural bush that's sprung up over the years.
And that story, people can walk right along the mural here and read. There's only one little part I want to quote, and that's you quoting Albert Einstein when he says the ideas that created the problem aren't the ideas we should use to solve the problem.
Well, yeah, it's crucial, really, to the times that we live in. So we've got the depiction of the future of Mount Alexander Shire, so what it's going to be like when we've become ecologically sustainable, and that's really up to everybody's imagination to try and think up a future. And to do that, you can't use any of the ideas that have got us into this mess in the first place. You've got to come up with completely new ideas, and that's really challenging but exciting as well, that we could come up with some great ideas out of this.
What's your vision? What's your hopes?
Well, I suppose our vision is fairly idealistic, but we're talking about basically getting back to basics, people growing their own food as much as possible in the area, building their own houses, using their own efforts to get around from A to B, push bikes and horses and things like that. Yeah, it's like getting back to basics.
And you're not pretending to operate as a objective historian. Having a good read of this, it's part history, it's in a sense part stump speech. Some people don't agree with everything that's here.
Yes, well, it has been basically just our critique of contemporary society, and then our own personal ideas about what we think we can do to alleviate the problem.
And as we pass the baton from generation to generation, that future that Ben Laycock imagines may one day be looked back upon as the early days. Our next stop is the Castlemaine Library, and you're more or less there, but we'll tell you all about it on Track 7.